Hey everyone, Badass Bonus Mom Speaks. Jumping on for that language warning. If your little ones are around, I do not censor myself. So pop those ear pads in or maybe save this for another time.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Badass Bonus Mom Speaks. Tonight we are whining and winging it with my bestie. And just jump into our totally unscripted conversation while we whine and wing it. All right, lady, whenever you're ready.
Hi.
Hi. I see you in your bathroom. Did you sneak wine in there?
I didn't bring the wine in here because that's a little gross.
Not if your bathroom's clean. I'm in the bedroom and I lock the door. Because it's like, oh, look, and you can already hear the dog in the background whining to get in. I'm like, in or out? And she chose out, so.
Oh, yeah, kids. It's loud. Frat house. No quiet place.
2 weeks of quiet. They came back today at like 1 and I was in the kitchen with Andre. Like, I didn't miss the noise at all. Like, not even a little bit, because it was like max level. Come back later. At least they're knocking.
No, like, That was later.
5 minutes. 5 minutes. Right. 5 minutes. Gunner. Oh, nothing. He's cute till he's not cute.
But he's so fucking cute, man.
He won't wear. So the sunscreen debacle. He got burnt last time he was here. And now he won't wear. He has, like, he will only get in with the rash guard on. Because his shoulders got burnt. And I put lotion on it after he got out of the bath. And he, like, crocodile boohoo cried. Because it stung.
Aww.
And so he comes in today. He says, can we swim? I was like, I don't care. So he comes out with his rash guard on. Like, I'm wearing a t-shirt. I don't want to be blunt again, Jai. I don't want to be blunt
like,
again.
That.
Right.
So
hey,
so cute.
More power to him.
Hey, yeah, I'm not mad. That shit hurts. So I hear. Wouldn't know.
All right, you got questions for me, or am I asking you questions?
I don't know. I'm unprepared.
Clearly.
Fully fucking unprepared. So sorry.
So we're winging it. Got it.
My brain is mush.
For those of you who don't know, this is my bestest friend. And we have been friends for how long?
15, almost 15 years. 14-ish. Well, the boy will be 15.
Right, 15, because Mari just turned 15.
Right.
And she was the same age when I met you. They were like one.
He'll be 15. Yeah, he'll be 15 in September, and he was one. I know.
Tears. All right.
I know.
So I had some like random questions written down.
See, look at you all prepared and shit.
I said random. So it's called Badass Bonus Mom, right? So tell me about you being a badass bonus mom, because you are a bonus mom / mom.
Right.
But yours is grown as fuck, so.
Very grown. Ironically, I have never actually considered myself a bonus mom. When I met my husband, Ray, my bonus son was 8 years old. And I'm Ray's second wife. So, obviously, Carlton is from his first marriage. and he is currently 27. So, bonus mom life for me was much different than it is for you, and dare I say, much easier. It was just him, and he, his mom lived in St. Louis, so we got him for every break. But I was fortunate because, you know, they had worked out whatever issues, et cetera, prior to me meeting him. And, you know, he came for breaks and it was like he was always there, always here, rather. And, you know, he was an only child with his mom, so he loved the fact that he had a shit ton of siblings at our house.
That it was a frat house? It's my favorite thing about your house. There's just mad kids. You need one of those doormats that said, there's a lot of fucking kids in here. Like, have you seen the doormats that help you like kids? There's a lot of these motherfuckers.
I definitely need that. We need like a flag on our house that says that shit. Because there's a lot of fucking kids in here. Some of them are ours. Some we borrow. Like, it's always a shit ton of kids. But yeah, Carlton is my bonus son. We share a birthday. When you ask Pisces. Me how many kids I have, I say Pisces for life, yes. When you ask me how many kids I have, I say eight because, you know, he is my son.
Mm-hmm.
Love him like, you know, all the other kids. Never.
Like he came out of your vagina.
Right, basically. I mean, I know like, that feeling. Is my child. That is my child.
I know the
and,
feeling.
You know.
So, tell me your perspective of co-parenting or bonus mom parenting with, because you already had a son, and I'm co-parenting, having not had any biological children of my own. How was that for you? I mean, I know Carlton loved having siblings, so.
Right. It was harder for Cameron. Because it was just he and I for 3 years. And so we always joke that our first son together ruined Cameron's life. Because, you know, he was the center of everyone's world.
I'm pretty sure he thinks he's the center of everyone's
world. Okay. So here comes this kid and another kid and another kid and another kid and
he's like, fuck mom.
Yeah. Right. Stop fucking mom. I'm not sure if it was like the bonus part of it or just becoming, you know, a brother period that he struggled with. But as far as like the blending of the two families and stuff, there wasn't a lot. We really didn't have a lot of issues. And if they experienced anything, they've never mentioned it to me. Mm-hmm. They may have said something to each other, but Cameron and Carlton are very close. They talk all the time. Cameron goes to visit him in Texas. And, you know, it's really, you would have a hard time being able to pick out who belongs to who.
Right.
Because
ultimate blended just, family goals.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
we love everybody the same.
Exactly. Yes, so, we do.
I'm busy. Come back later.
It is later. Damn it.
Crazy lady. I locked the door. Go away. Hey, at least they've started knocking when I'm in the bathroom. Shocker. I was in the bathroom. And B came in, was like, Jesse, oh, you're in the bathroom. I'll come back later. I was like, whoa, that's progress. Progress.
Because
usually that does not happen.
Okay, mine are older than yours, and I still have bathroom knocks. Like, seriously, can I
pee? I tried as a stepmom at first to, like, be a little modest and keep them out of the bathroom. And I'm that lasted all of like a month because
you can't.
It just doesn't work. I mean,
they want to be with you. They want to be where you are. They just do.
when he was younger, he used to be able to like hit the apartment bathroom door even when it was locked and pop it open, like just right in the perfect spot. Because I would be in there and he'd be banging, and the next thing you know, boop, door's open. Alrighty. He'd be right up in the grill. I'm like, I give up. I just give up. Forget it. I'm trying. But when you get off the couch from sitting on your dad's lap to come into the bathroom and open the shower door to ask me a question, I'm like, what the fuck? That's one of those single person things to not a single person, and you're like, not that I am particularly modest, but you think, oh God, their mom's gonna hate me because I can't keep them out of the bathroom when I'm in the bathroom.
I try. I'm sure she understands.
I'm sure she does. There's more kids at her house, so I'm like, there's nothing I can do about it. Literally climb off dad's lap to come in and open the shower door, not the bathroom door, the shower door. Like, Jesse, can I? You were on your dad's lap when I came in here. Like, go ask him, fuckers.
Dads cannot do anything when moms are around. They cannot.
They
dads
will.
Dads are the head kid. The head kid. That's what dad is.
Yep. Amen. Amen. They will ask dad a question. Dad will say no. And they will look at me. And I'm like, what'd he say? Like, what have I told you? Dad trumps me. Sorry, dad said no. Like, don't look at me.
Okay, so I have a question for you. Given this, what is it, 3.5, 4 years?
3 and like a quarter. It was okay, 3 in April.
So, right. I remember. I remember the first date.
I do too.
Oh my God. He's the one. Literally.
You said, is he the one? And I said, yeah.
Yep.
Found you. Found you, fucker. Where have you been?
Where have you been hiding, damn it?
He had some shit to go through first.
Yeah, we wish he could have. Anyway, what advice would you give to someone considering bonus mom life? Do you have any words of wisdom yet?
I have lots of words of wisdom. Do not ever, ever, ever expect it to be easy, because it is the hardest thing I've ever done. And I've made it through nursing school. It is, I think the hardest part for me was mostly giving up control of certain things, because like I have rules and reign over my house, but ultimately big decisions with the kids, I'm trumped. And I think coming to that realization that they may ask my opinion and I can give it to my significant other and even their mom if she asks, but I typically, you know, they don't have to listen to it. And as a step-parent, that can be very, very difficult when you're really involved. Now, if you're not as involved as a step-parent, or your significant other just takes the reins and deals with everything, that may not be as difficult for you. But my significant other is terrible at scheduling. So when we got together, basically I took over co-parenting scheduling. So, you know, sports and doctor's appointments and things that we help with. She notifies him, but she also notifies me, because I have the ultimate like family calendar and I do all of the planning.
Right.
So, I guess being trumped automatically is something that was really hard for me, or I had to come to terms with. I think as a stepmom, you know, people let themselves get hurt by the kids saying, I want to go back to mommy's.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they do. She's mom. And I think,
right.
So for me, it wasn't too, that part wasn't difficult, but I can see other people having problems with that. and being really, really hurt. And there are days when they say that where I'm like, oh, God, guys. Like, I missed you. But then I think of my own relationship with my own mom. And I'm like, dude, nobody could replace my mom. She is my mommy. When I'm sick, I want my mom. When I'm in trouble, I want my mom. All of the things, you know, so if I don't feel good, if I...
She is pretty awesome, though.
She's pretty fucking awesome. She definitely is. So I have to even remind my significant other sometimes when they're like whining about, oh, what a guy, I miss mommy, that, yeah, they don't feel good. They're that's just normal. Like, hey, they've had a fever, you know, and he gets kind of offended sometimes too. And I'm like, yeah, mommy is mommy. Like, he didn't have that kind of relationship with his mom. So that can be his, you know, lack of understanding there. But I'm like, mommy is mommy. Like, so I don't know that I struggled personally as much with that, but I know that other new stepmoms who aren't parents, because I think as having a bio kid might definitely like change your point of view on that, because your kid wants you when they're sick, so you understand, or they're in trouble. That's my favorite with G. I go to mommy's because mommy will let me do it. Okay, when you go back there, you ask her. Right now, though, you're in trouble.
No.
Right now, daddy said, no, you're not getting Minecraft. He came in. So, M got Minecraft. And she was playing it. He goes, can I play? She was like, yeah. I was like, okay.
Sure she
doesn't
that.
Have to share. She's been very, no boys in my room, no boys allowed, which is great. Fine. Totally. She's the only girl. I get it. But then they kick her out of their room and she's all offended. And I'm like, I mean, you can't be mad.
Same thing.
You can't be mad. And her mom's told her the same thing. Like, if you don't want them in your room, they're allowed to kick you out of their room.
Same exact thing here.
Well, all boys, house full of boys. I feel terrible for her sometimes. Her dad will say, where'd she go? I'm like, she's in her room. Just let her be. Let her be. She's
same
in her
exact
room.
Same thing over here.
Hardcore preteen.
Yeah. Ugh, I'm not excited.
Sassy girl loves her haircut, though.
Does she?
It's not my favorite choice.
We know.
It's not my favorite choice. However, she is just sassy and flipping it around, and she's working it. She's working it. I may not like it. Dad may not like it.
Well, that,
but she's working it, and she loves it. So that's all that matters to me.
Right.
So
yeah, ultimately, that's all that matters.
So I have another question.
No,
just you have seen me as a bonus mom grow over the years. What's one thing badass about me that you love as a mom, as a person, as a thing? Then I'll tell you what badass things I love about you.
I think the biggest thing that I love as a mom and in general is your willingness to learn and like always trying to be better at whatever it is you're doing, you know, always looking for more information and talking to people and getting their experiences and just always trying to be better at it. I think it's the best thing about, you know, you being a mom, and it's been a great thing to watch and see from where I first met you to where you are now.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
And I mean,
there's some choices I made up.
It really was.
I think about some of them like, oh my god, what the fuck was I doing? You have all the stories.
We all do. We all have those moments. But yeah, just that and like not taking anything so serious, you know, just being able to be resilient and knowing that you're doing the best you can and that you love them. And ultimately, that is what matters. That's what they're going to remember. They're not going to, the day that you were, you know, having a rough day and you yelled at them or you weren't as, you know, bubbly as you normally are or whatever, they're going to remember that you loved them. And you're not their biological mom, so theoretically you don't have to, you know, but you do, and you do it well, and that's what's going to count.
Well, thank you. I love it. M said to me the other day, she was sick on Halloween, and she pulled her Halloween costume out of the closet, and I was working, and she's like, I wish I could have gotten to wear this. I was like, put it on. She's like,
right.
You are just the funnest. I was like, girl, you stroke my ego daily. She thinks I'm the best cook. Now, we both know I hate to cook. Like, it is not my thing. I come to your house so that I can sit and watch y'all cook for me and drink all the wine.
But even that, you've come so far. You've come so far. Looking up recipes and all of that shit. Like,
I've actually gotten much better at cooking too. Now, am I great at it? Nah. Does she stroke my ego and tell me that me and mommy are just the best cooks ever? And I'm like, you know what, girl? Props.
Thanks.
Your mom probably likes to cook more than I do. So, but I love you for telling me that. Learning how to plan meals is, you know, I never did that. Cooking for one other person is tough. When the kids aren't here, I buy Daily Harvest, and I'm like, oh, you feeding yourself tonight, dear?
Okay.
No, I cook more, but not, this last week has been terrible. Well, for everyone listening, those of you who don't know, this lady is a mom of 8 children. And I call her supermom for a very, very fucking good reason. I have never met anyone so able to mother everyone around her. You are the epitome of mothers. Mother Earth, all of that. And your kids have grown up to be some of the most amazing humans that I know. So, badass bonus mom, woman. All of the above, you're a badass. So,
do you have
a kid funny for me? Tell me a kid funny from your side, because I honestly can't think of one.
A kid funny?
Yeah. All them kids, you gotta have a kid funny somewhere in there. I'm terrible at remembering them. I usually write mine down when they do something or say something funny.
Let me think. I have some, but without context, I don't know that they're going to be funny.
So I get a random text from you at one point, and you're like, so my kids are sitting here talking about the different levels of your intoxication. Do you remember that? I don't remember where I was or what I was doing, but I got a text from you saying, oh my God, girl, my kids are sitting around the table discussing your personal like levels of intoxication. I was like, oh my God, am I an alcoholic? Do I have a problem? Do I have a problem? I still remember that to this day. I don't know. I don't even remember how long ago it was, but I cried laughing because I was like, oh God. Because I sat many, many, many times in my 20s at their table drinking wine.
Oh my God. The things that they talk about. Archie.
Your kids have very intelligent conversations.
You know, today they're talking about Nanny, who is my mom, and she lives alone, and they're like, the girl, I can't say C and K because
you're right, can't, your only girl.
My only girl says, we should get Nanny a pet. for Christmas, we should get her a small dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then the youngest boy says, you can't just surprise someone with a pet. That is inappropriate behavior. You have to warn someone before you buy them a pet. That's not like I bought you an ugly sweater. You cannot bring a life to someone's house without letting them know. And he was so serious.
So appalled, like, you can't do that.
Yes, he was like, no, we cannot do that. You may cause more harm than good. How do you know that she is equipped to deal with a life? And I'm like, first of all,
you're 10.
8 o'clock on Sunday. And, like, I haven't started drinking yet, and y'all really are just...
I am busy. Please come back later. That doesn't shock me.
Yeah, a philosophical discussion about a dog at 8 a.m. on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's funny is your youngest is the same age as my oldest, and there's no way that he would ever realize that, like, on that level, like, no, you can't give somebody a pet. Like, the difference how their brains work is pretty funny. Because my oldest son would be like, yeah, give all the pets to everybody. They recently got bunnies. He's the bunny whisperer. Not here.
Mm.
They did not get bunnies at our house.
My daughter wants a bunny.
Zeus will probably eat it. I could not. One, I think they're messy. But two, we have three dogs. And I'm like, I'm not bringing an animal like that into a house with these dogs. Like, Hercules. Want to see?
Mm-hmm.
There's my buddy.
That's all you got there. Mm-hmm.
He will eat it. In fact,
that's what I think my dog will do.
They have three dogs at their mom's house too. So I was like, oh, I mean, cool. At your house. But I'm afraid that our dogs would eat them. But
right.
I found,
that's all you need.
Side story. The dogs were outside digging. I was like, what are they doing? So I walk over and I found a baby opossum. Like a little teeny thing that they had still alive. I think they had got its leg. And I was trying to pick it up with like pieces of wood and move it. Don't know how it got in our yard, where it came from. I finally got it. It scurried underneath the fence. It was blind. It still had its eyes closed and everything. I felt terrible. I was like, you guys are evil. Evil doggy. It finally scurried under the fence, and I like blocked the fence with rocks so it couldn't come back in our yard. I'm like, anything that comes in our yard is stupid.
Right.
We have the neighbor cat down the street. The kids are like, in love with this cat because it'll come in our yard sometimes. Well, I sprayed it with the hose the other day. They were like, why are you doing that? I was like, because we have three dogs. We have three dogs that if this cat... So the next thing I know, that same night, our oldest goes to let the dogs out and goes, oh, look, there's a cat, and opens the sliding glass door, and they just took off. Hercules came back in. That cat fucked him up. But I'm like, that cat might have had a handle on him, scratched his arm up. But I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, cannot have anything like a cat or bunny or gerbil or any little thing that they can like chase in our house because I'm afraid they'll just eat it. More dogs, I'm off down. I think we're going to end up.
More dogs.
Oh, I think we're going to end up on a farm with like a pack of stray dogs. We're going to be those people.
Mm-mm-mm.
We're going to be those
if
people.
If I had less kids, I'd have more dogs, too.
But well, you know, you could just get a dog every time you send one off. Like,
you know, for real.
Once they leave the nest, you just get a dog to replace them.
Because I'm trying to send three of them out at once.
Oh, yeah. They can all go live together. Support each other.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what we're looking at.
Kids are super geeked. Seriously. For their visitor tomorrow.
Yeah. Their visitor tomorrow. Oh, is that tomorrow?
It is, and if he forgot, that's totally fine.
He probably did. I don't know. He hasn't mentioned it, but it doesn't matter. He was out to work, so.
Okay. Well, they just need pure entertainment. Their level of energy.
Right.
With a pool and a trampoline and all the things, it's still off the hook.
Mm-hmm. It's summer. It's supposed to be.
Right. It's driving me nuts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Lady, I'm out of questions. Got any more? I was semi-prepared, but not really.
You were way more prepared than me, because I was like, what do you want me to say?
I don't know. Whatever. Wing it. This is fucking winging it. This is whining and winging it. That's what we're going to call it. Whining and winging it.
That works. No, I don't think. What kind of wine are you drinking?
Hey everyone, we just finished whining and winging it with my bestie. We definitely got cut off there at the end, but we're winging it. We're not going to re-record that shit. So, just some quick wrap up. We're going to go over some tips for communication while co-parenting. And this is geared towards new co-parents attempting to develop a relationship with their children's other parent that isn't their significant other. And this can be really, really difficult. And in some cases, please know that the other parent is not always receptive. But these are my tips and tricks. No, I don't want to say tricks because there's no tricks. There's just tips for kind of opening up that conversation, and then once it's open, kind of how to maintain it in a calm and productive dialogue and not a aggressive or petty or angry one. We don't want that. That's not going to benefit anyone. So my first tip, keep it about the kids. Keep the conversation about the kids. Keep it about the kids. You know, how the kids are feeling, funny stories about the kids. You know, it isn't, personally, was never my goal to be friends. It was my goal to co-parent. And how do I develop that relationship with somebody who didn't choose to co-parent with me? My second tip is not holding the past against that person. If you come into a step-parent role, knowing, you know one side of the story on how things ended, whether it was good or bad. And it can be detrimental coming in and holding those opinions from your significant other about their ex against them. So if you take your relationship from the moment you meet and you move forward, and you let those opinions and those past events, good or bad, be with them in the past. You develop your relationship from this moment forward. Setting limits and deferring. So what I mean by that is I set the limit that my conversations are about the kids. So you set your limits. What are you willing to and willing not to talk about with the kids' mom? Some people, can have all kinds of conversations with their kids' other parent. And that's fine. If that works for you, that works for you. My biggest suggestion is just knowing when to defer to the significant other, to your significant other. They have a previous relationship with this person, so they have hopefully an open dialogue and not a closed one. But in some situations, it may be best that everything is deferred to that person, to the significant other. But set your limits, know what you're willing and not willing to talk about. If it makes you uncomfortable, defer to your significant other and ask them to have a conversation about it with that, with your child's other parent. In discussion, use I statements. I find for myself, when I first started that, I'm a pretty opinionated person. So sometimes that my opinion wasn't always wanted. So I kind of backed off for a while and made sure that my significant my significant other knew what my opinion was, but I did not give it directly to their mom unless asked. Now we have developed a relationship to where she will ask me how I feel or what my thoughts are on something going on with the kids. But I kind of limit myself to waiting to be directly asked. And that's just something that I felt like, you know, helped our relationship is I'm pretty opinionated. So I kind of limit to the kid's mom unless directly asked. Now, of course, my significant other hears all my opinions. I think one of the biggest things in communication with a co-parent is that your co-parent, you're having to parent with a person that you did not choose. So whether you're a stepmom and you're co-parenting with your kid's mother, or you're a stepfather and you're co-parenting with your kid's father, you didn't pick them. Your previous ex picked someone new to be with, and now you have to co-parent with them. So that can be difficult. It's difficult on both parties. So I think general human respect and sympathy as a parent is always something that will get you far. And what I mean by that is, you know, if they express that the kids are really, you know, working their nerves, or everybody's having a really rough week, and showing a little bit of sympathy and respect for them and saying, hey, yeah, that really sucks, you know. I hope it gets better for you. Little things like that really go a long way, especially on an overloaded parent. Now you may find that you are the only one giving respect. Now in that instance, my best advice is to always remember that your actions reflect directly back on you and not anyone else. So if you are extending the olive branch and showing respect and grace for that other parent, and they're not giving it back to you, that reflects on them, not you. All you can do as a step parent is come in and put the kids first. Showing respect for them as a parent. You don't have to like that person. You don't have to love that person. They are still a parent. They are still your child's parent. And showing them respect, they are still a human being. Showing them that respect will get you a long way. And my biggest tip in open dialogue is showing grace and saying thank you when they do something you appreciate. Those thank yous or those parent support comments, you know, hey, great job, mom. Hey, great job, dad. You know, hey, thanks for reminding me of that. Hey, thank you for, you know, making sure that the kids knew A, B, and C. You know, just those little thank yous. And those little notes of appreciation go a long way to getting a reciprocal dialogue of appreciation. Now, disclaimer, all relationships go up and down. That's any relationship. But one where you are co-parenting with a person you didn't choose to co-parent with, there are definitely ebbs and flows. So just know that when I'm struggling, the biggest thing is that I remember, like, this is temporary. I'm a human being and I struggle, so I have to remember that the kid's mom also struggles, and that she's overloaded and she has things going on. So a lot of times I put myself in that person's shoes and I'm like, okay, you know, how would I feel if this were me? Would I be upset? How would I respond? Do I think I would respond the same way? And maybe it's not the same way, but it really helps me to be like, okay, you know, this is an ebb. This is an ebb. We need to wait out, you know, or, and then things start to flow again. and if we're on the same page, and that's just any relationship, but especially the co-parenting one. I mean, it really ebbs and flows, and things go really well, and then they don't, and then they're messy, and they're, welcome to step-parenting. Welcome to parenting. Nothing ever goes as planned. I think when my best friend asked me, like, best advice for new co-parent or new parents of in a step family or a blended family is just give up all those expectations. Give them up, because literally nothing goes as planned. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have comments or questions or want to throw in ideas, throw ideas at me, or you just want to chat, it's badassbonusmom@gmail.com.